Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
My eyes are blind, but I can see. The snowflakes glisten on the trees. Sun. What a time to be alive. What a time to be conscious. What a time to be here with you right now. This will last for eternity. We took 6 phone calls in a 10-minute segment, a record. We are getting back to my old days 20-something years ago, taking a lot of phone calls, and we're doing it again right now. So in the order they are received, let's go ahead and talk to Kellen in Colorado. Kellen, you're on the air. Welcome. Hi, Kellen. You're on the air. All right, Kellen's not there. Bye, Kellen. We love you. Let's go ahead and take another call then. Let's go ahead and talk to Jay in Minnesota. Jay, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Good to talk to you, and you're doing an amazing job. I don't need to tell you that because you already know. But I'm just wondering, why is it not being more talked about, that component that's going in the diesel engine oil? And when that shortage hits, the food's like done, like starting like in a couple of weeks.
That's right. If you look at all the numbers, I didn't want to say this on air, but all the numbers show total collapse. I mean, they are deliberately post-industrial world sabotaging our civilization, agenda 2030 right now.
That's what it is. I mean, we're always looking for more false flags. There are no more false flags. Once that happens, it's over.
That's right. The globalists know the false flags don't work, so they're just cutting the energy off.
Right. And that's what's going to happen. And I'm wondering why you're not putting this out there. Why are we not talking about this? I mean, I
brother,
don't know.
Tell people you're on air. I totally agree with you. I have a stack of news on it. Tell us what's going to happen.
People need to go out. They need to buy food. They need to be stocking. I mean, everything you can do as far as solar panels to have energy, anything you can do is what you need to be preparing right now because this is coming. And then China's just going to invade. And it's over. There's nothing left. I mean, that's what's going to happen. Time's out.
Brother, I totally agree. Once the bottom drops out, people are going to be wishing they got prepared and ready. You are totally right.
Absolutely. Preparation is everything. Right now, preparation is key, and people just don't see it. They keep talking about, oh, we could do this, we could do that. What you can do for yourself right now and your family is what you need to do right now. You don't have another day to even waste.
I agree. People should go to preparetoday.com, preparetoday.com, the highest quality storable food, water filters, air filtration, ready to ship right now, preparetoday.com. Thank you, Jay. Let's jam in one more call before we go to break. We're going to get to everybody here today. This is amazing. Let's go ahead and we're going to go to break. I don't want to cut a caller off to 1 minute. We're going to go to break, and we're going to come back in the order these calls are received. Jason in Texas, you're going to be up next. We come back in a 60-second break. Then we're going to go to Chris in Canada, in Ontario. We're going to go to all these callers that are patiently holding right now here on this live June 28, 2022, live Tuesday broadcast. Yeah, I mean, I'm not an economist, but I know how to look at the numbers. And we're inside the New World Order. We are inside the deindustrialization right now. We are inside their takeover. And so it's a two-pronged attack, in my view. We get prepared to take care of ourselves while we warn others about what the New World Order has done to them and how they did it and how to stop them. It's that simple. All right, we'll be right back on the other side with your phone calls. Bam, bam, bam. We're taking them. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. And in the next hour, We're going to take at least 30 phone calls straight ahead. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com. We have created a one-stop shop to get the highest quality storable foods ready to ship that are in stock with hundreds of award-winning certified preparedness survival items. That's why PrepareToday.com is a one-stop shop. You can also follow PrepareWithAlex.com. It takes you right to the same site, and it's our huge sponsor funding our operation. So Americans and others can get ready, be self-sufficient, and fund the info war while saving massive amounts of money on critical items they need. And, of course, getting things delivered to them quickly because it's in stock. PrepareToday.com. The only way you fail is not visiting PrepareToday.com. There's not a question now whether you need this or not. You need it. Before, it was just a backup plan and insurance. This is an insurance. This is survival. PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com, and I'll see you there.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
I hear people talking bad about
the nothing could be further from the truth. Slavery didn't destroy the black family. Do you know that we were still getting married through slavery? Mm-hmm. Jumping a broom in secret, mm-hmm. even under punishment of death? We were married during Reconstruction. We were married during civil rights. When do you begin to see the rise of the single-parented black female household? 1970. After they killed Dr. King, the United States government said we must neutralize the black power base. And they determined that the black power base was the black family. It was independent black skilled men and women who financed King, financed Mr. Garvey, financed Mr. Muhammad, financed SNCC and CORE, the Freedom Riders and the Sit-In Movement. So they said, if we want to crush the black struggle, we got to crush the black family. So guess what they did in 1970? King dies in 68. In 1970, they came into the black communities and deindustrialized our city centers. In 1970, they started shutting down the factories. Remember, up until the 50s and 60s, you didn't need a college degree to get a decent job. Many of us got grandparents who worked in factories their whole life and lived better lives than we're living now with 2 and 3 degrees. They could work in their same neighborhood, and everybody worked for the factory. Good retirement, pension, benefits, medical. They started shutting down the factories in 1970, and then they went into the high schools and did what? Started deindustrializing the inner city high schools. Up until 1970, you could graduate from almost any school in New York certified as a plumber, certified as an electrician, certified as a carpenter, auto body, brick mason, a welder. They took all those programs out. These are the skills that pays the bills, gentlemen. As long as you have a skill, you can always feed your family. But if all you got is college degrees, you might end up in the unemployment line. Why? Because the skills that we learn in college are not necessarily marketable to other black people. I'm a psychologist. Ain't too many black people running around looking for a psychologist to reveal all the skeletons in their closet.
Yeah, you gotta talk to a white
person. Exactly. So they started sending us to college instead of teaching us how to work with our hands. That was the 70s. That was the economic castration of the black male. Now let's go to 1980. The CIA comes in, cocaine import agency. They drop off crack. So now the unemployed black man, who has always been a breadwinner, Envy, even in slavery, we were all...
Well, that's Dr. Umar Johnson. I want to get him on the show, but that's exactly true. They want us all off the land. They want to control us all. And what was beta tested with black folks to break up their families is now being done against everybody. And that's the reality we're here talking about today, that the system doesn't want us to be discussing a post-human world. All right, let's go to your phone calls. Let's talk to a caller in Texas. Let's talk to Jason in Texas. Jason, welcome.
Hey, thanks, Alex. Yeah, these people aren't done with the false flags. That's all I can say. We'll be seeing more of those. They're probably going to pull some type of Las Vegas type thing or maybe another 9/11. But they're on the move. Yeah, over 100 and something processing plants stolen, so all are, you know, are burned down. They're all going to be, our food is already short, so get on InfoWars and buy storage of food or anywhere. Yeah, you got then. Russian troops being invited to Venezuela, and I think they're just going to surround us. All these Ukraine, that's a total, you know, that's nothing.
I totally agree with you. This is the globalist takedown of our civilization.
So I guess, yeah, all we can do is prepare, get everyone together, you know, don't mind what's on the TV and all this weird crap, and just be prepared, everyone.
Well, you're right, Jason. It's all a giant distraction. What else can folks do?
Yeah, order food from InfoWars or My Patriot, anything else. Go get your ammo. Two places they've closed down, if you haven't known that, Lake City Ammo and Winchester. So
it's all getting shut down, brother. We're under attack. God bless you, but we're here fighting back. All right, let's talk to a caller in Canada. Let's talk to Chris in Ontario. Chris, you're on the air. Thank you for calling.
How you doing, Alex? First time caller. Love you, buddy. I'll get right to it. There's some new documents. They're not new from StopTheCrime.net. Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars and the Iron Mountain Report from NASA. Really good, just like the Agenda 21 from Rio de Janeiro, et cetera. The UN weapons confiscation in America, that was on Christopher Green AMTV. He showed that.
Yeah,
document.
That's State Department Memorandum 7277.
That's amazing. Yeah, so it's just a lot more information of what's coming down the pipe.
That's crazy. You know, it's official U.S. government policy to take our food, take our guns, take our children. I mean, it's happening now. What's crazy is we're living it. We're now in that time folks warned about, brother.
That is correct. It was right on the NASA website for that. And then just inflammation, the unemployment rate, the house foreclosures, even here in Canada, it's getting pretty bad. They just took our guns. Trudeau, he's an idiot. Yeah, we pretty much have like Chris Guy, but he's known like a globalist as well. He's been pretty silent the last like 4 or 5 months down here. I haven't heard much of him. And then there's like Pat King, and they're holding people from the protest in Ottawa. So it's just
well, brother, I appreciate your call, and God bless you. Let's go ahead now, and let's go to Arthur. Let's talk to a caller in Texas. Arthur, you're on the air.
Alex.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I've got two each of all three Founders coins for each of my two grandsons.
Brother, without you, we wouldn't be on air right now, so thank you.
You bet, for their birthdays.
Thank you.
I've got a big question. What facts do we actually have that a large, maybe even a huge percentage of the so-called COVID vaccines are nothing more than saline?
They've actually got studies and tests out that mainly red states got delivered the poison shot and the blue states got the saline.
Yeah, this indicates a master plan of distribution. In other words, they're earmarking it to certain areas, the one or the other.
Absolutely. So what do you think we do, or what do you see in the master plan?
We gotta get these facts on paper and out there so that people know. Now, the irony is you're lucky if you got the saline. But I've got a grandson that was browbeaten into finally getting it. He's in the Marine Corps. I've got other close relatives that have had the vaccine or whatever they had. And at some point, that's got to break open, because I think I heard you mention that David Icke had said that maybe as much as 96% of the, this is a while back, a couple months ago, that 96% of these vaccines, these hundreds of millions that have been produced, are nothing but saline.
They are. It's a test of killing select groups.
Yeah, they're
mainly
controlling
old folks.
The battlefield casualties.
Absolutely. I was at a wedding, though, Saturday, and there was only like 40 people there, and five or six people there took the shot and got super sick.
Yeah,
and they were all medical workers. So
and some have had no effects, and they're
selectively hitting the military, because I know a bunch of military got really sick from it. They're selectively hitting our key people with it.
Yeah, here's the thing: these vaccine manufacturers, they're compartmentalized. The manufacturing end of the business, they know probably what's going into these lots, and I'm sure they're lot numbered. And then they send them to the distribution. They have no idea what's in the shot or the lots, but they know where they're going. But somebody at that company knows both sides. They know the whole picture.
Which means they're totally complicit. So let me try to answer that as best I can. Greg Reese did a report, I forget the name of it, like 3 months ago, that got a couple million views, that I forget the exact headline, but it's like evidence shows deadly vaccines being targeted to red states. And that report actually shows the statistics and the groups did the studies. Arthur, great point. God bless you. I appreciate your call. All right. We just took a bunch more calls. They're all bringing up incredible points. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back. We're going to go to Heath. We're going to go to Alice, Manuel, Adrian, Sam, Johnson, Justin, you name it, in the order they are received. They found the report. We'll put it back on screen. That's the report. Evidence that U.S. government targeted red states with deadly batches of vaccines. I'm going to take that report from January. Gosh, that's 6 months ago. Time flies. And I'm going to have that posted under the live show feed of the live show today. So I'm going to have that posted to the front page of the flashback to InfoWars.com. Go look at it. It's got all the documents that the caller just mentioned. Arthur, thank you for bringing that up. Be right back.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So insane, makes my head spin for the Washington Examiner. I'll tell you about it when we come back. But right now, we're talking to the callers. The order of the calls have been received here. And the first caller is Sam in Tennessee. Sam, welcome and thanks for calling.
Howdy, Mr. Jones. Thank you for taking my call. It's my first time getting all the way through to this, so I appreciate it.
Good to have you, brother. Glad you're here.
Yes, I want to give you two short Bible verses, and if you like what I have to say here, I would pray you let me give you a little more analysis of the four horsemen after that. So the first one is, I meant this for you a couple of months ago. I just couldn't get through to you. It almost seemed like you were a little overwhelmed and depressed at the time, and so this was just to kind of strengthen you a little bit, and it was out of Matthew chapter 24, and it says, and except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. You know, and it just seemed to me like then you felt things were kind of hopeless, right? And here's the thing. In a way, they are hopeless, but if you notice that key word, you know, if right there, if these days were not shortened, these days are going to be shortened. So they're not hopeless. God's still in control. So that one was for you because you just seemed a little overwhelmed at one point. I hope that helps. The second one, I heard a caller say something about the delusion, and I just kind of wanted to answer that a little bit. This is out of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved, and for this cause God shall send them a strong delusion that they should believe a lie. So I found it interesting when we get to the end times, it's God that sends the strong delusion, right? But there's a reason for it. It's because they lost the love for the truth. So if somebody doesn't like truth, that's a dangerous spot to be in.
Doesn't it translate because you hated God and the truth, God turns you over to the strong delusion?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So those are the two short ones. Will you humor me for a little bit longer when
sure,
I dive into the four horsemen? Okay, thank you, sir. So in Revelation chapter 6, the seven seals are beginning to be opened. The first four, and I didn't comment on all the six in that chapter, but the first four are your four horsemen commonly known. You have a white horse, a red horse, a black horse, and then a pale horse. Now, that's obviously symbolic, but when you run into something like that, it's helpful to go look for somewhere else in the Bible that gives you a little more explanation.
And sure, the Bible repeats itself.
Yes, and so we see something like this in Zechariah chapter 6. You have four chariots, one pulled by white horses, one pulled by red horses, one pulled by black horses, and then one pulled by grizzled and bay horses. Almost the same thing. And Zechariah asked the angel a direct question, what are these? And the angel replies, these are four spirits that stand before the Lord in heaven and then go out into the earth. So I don't think it's necessarily unreasonable to read the four horsemen in that same light as four spirits. So let's take a look at that first horseman. He's the white horse. He's given a bow and a crown, and he goes forth into the earth and conquers. Now, my first observation there is the word war is not mentioned, and I think that is significant because war is mentioned for the fourth horseman. So it's not like it's out of context, right? Now, in the Greek, the word crown there is Stephanos, which is the victor's crown. In other words, this guy is not a king. He doesn't have a diadem. And I want to point out, if we may hop languages one more time, the Latin word for crown is corona. So if I can reread this, you have a spirit that stands before the Lord in heaven, is given a crown, given a corona, goes out into the world and conquers without a war. Okay? So there's that one. The next horse. He's the red horse. He takes peace from the earth and people begin killing one another, yet again, without a war. Could that sound like riots? Could that sound like rising murder rate? Now, we've been broad and coincidental up to this point. The third horseman gets very specific. I'm just going to go straight to a translation here. A measure of wheat, that's roughly a quart, and if you take the Greek word choinix and translate it, for a denarius, that's a silver coin, in Matthew 20 is equivalent to a day's wage. So a measure of a quart of wheat for a day's wage, 3 quarts of barley for a day's wage, do not hurt the oil and the wine. Now, much of the Bible is Israel-specific. So do we have a scenario where wheat could cost a day's wage in Israel, let's say roughly 150 shekels, and the oil and the wine is not hurt? Well, 70% of their wheat supply comes from Ukraine and Russia. Their oils and their grapes is grown domestically. Now, they did buy a lot of wheat prior to Russia joining that war. However, their reserves will only last them through the month of June. Now, I don't know if they'll get more supplies, but let's just say I'm watching that, because the fourth horseman is the one where you lose a quarter of the earth due to famine, due to disease, due to the beast of the earth, and due to war.
And you can't deny that's being implemented now.
Yes, sir, absolutely. I swear these globalists are reading the book of Revelation as a how-to manual.
Well, does the Bible say that God will make the wicked fulfill prophecy?
Yes, sir. I've seen it many times. And I'm reading the book of Revelation right now as what's next. And I could keep going for quite some time, but this is a call-in show, so I will let you choose. But I just wanted to make sure that you saw the book of Revelation like that. I've heard several people comment on the four horsemen, but I hope that I gave a very lucid analysis.
You did. Thank you, Sam. Amazing. We spent 6 minutes with you, but I wanted you to get your point out. Heath in Maine, you got 2 minutes. Go ahead.
Hey, Mr. Jones.
Welcome, Heath.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call again. I just want to thank you real quick for setting the standard of courage. And I want to speak in Revelation real quick, because I have like 3 or 4 verses. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And then it says, drop down, it says, here is the patience and the faith of the saints. And then the COVID temperature, you know how they scan your forehead and your right hand? And it said, and he caused all, both in great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand and in their forehead. So there was that. And now with the abortion that's going on, if you read in, I'm flipping through the Bible here, Psalms chapter 2, it says, why do the heathen rage? And that's what they're doing. The heathen are out there raging. And when the people imagine a vain thing, the kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, that's us, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh, and the Lord shall have them in derision. And let's see, where is it? Amos, you're talking about censorship of InfoWars possibly going under. It says in 8:11 here in Amos, behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. And they shall wander from sea to sea and from north to even the east. They shall run to the end to seek the word of the Lord and shall not find it. So if it's God's will, I hope InfoWars stays on, because when you got censored off those social media platforms, I was lost for years, and then I found you again. So I want to end.
Brother, you made amazing points, and the Bible is being fulfilled, and no one can deny it. Thank you so much for the call, Heath. Amazing. All these callers have been incredible. You know, this is all biblical, because it's the enemy. People say, why are you so biblical now? Because it's all being fulfilled now. The enemy knows this. And they understand it's spiritual, and they launch an attack. Only spiritual defense can protect us. Back in a few minutes with your phone calls, InfoWars.com, tomorrow's news today.
The National Citizen's new film, 2,000 Mules, is the most important documentary in modern times because it proves how the deep state stole the 2020 election, how they're planning to steal future elections, and complete our journey to basically being like Venezuela. Now, it's great that it's online, it's great that millions watch it online, but you need to have the high-quality HD DVD in your library with the expanded extras so it can't be censored in the future and so you can show it to everyone you know. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 2,000 Mules today and get it discounted up to 30% off when you get it with other documentary films like In Game, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, the seminal classic that predicted the Great Reset, and, of course, Part 1, Part 2, and now the new Part 3 of COVID Land. Get them separate, get them together, massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. But everyone needs to have 2,000 Mules in their library so the globalists can't censor it. InfoWarsStore.com to get 2,000 Mules today.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So I have hundreds of incredible news articles that illustrate this period. But I'm taking your phone calls because they're more important, the different angles you take us in. But here's just a few of the articles I've got here in the stack today. Now, we would talk 10 years ago about the globalists want to ban beef and ban anything that has carbon and make you eat bugs. People said, we're not going to eat bugs, Jones. Just shut up. Canadian company pledges to produce 2 billion bugs per year for human consumption because the IMF and the World Bank are funding that while funding taxes on cows because they fart. And the idea that methane out of a cow is bad, that's what helps form our atmosphere. This is alien, folks. This is anti-human. This is destructive. It has to be rejected. They're trying to normalize dystopia. All right, let's go to your phone calls because we've taken a record number of calls today. I'm doing what I said I would do. It's great radio. It's informative. The angles you take us in are amazing. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 callers on hold, and I will get to every one of you before our guest host in the fourth hour, Wayne Allen Root, takes over. Let's talk to Alice. Let's take a call in Arkansas from Alice. Alice, welcome.
Hello, Alex. I want to talk about the Supreme Court decision, Roe versus Wade. I'm very, very upset that everybody thinks that was a victory. It was not a victory. I think he just fell back into the trap, and the Supreme Court has once again shirked its responsibility. And I point you over to, I want to also say that they shirked the responsibility by passing it to the states because it did not stop abortion at all. It's going to continue. And then it lulls everybody back to sleep who are in the safer states, and the fight kind of gets diminished a little bit because people are only concerned with themselves mostly, and they'll just relax and think, you know, well, we're safe. And I want to point out that in Jeremiah 1:5, God said, I knew you, and you as a person.
Before you were formed in your mother's womb.
Before you, please don't interrupt me. I've really been through hell trying to get through to you. I knew you, and you as a person entitled to full life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness under the Constitution and Bill of Rights that currently stands. And if you research the Mayflower Contract, you will see that this is a Christian nation formed on the Bible, and the Ten Commandments of the Bible formed our Constitution and Bill of Rights. And God said, I knew you before I put you in your mother's belly. So all that's happening when you are in your mother's belly, you are already a person entitled to full constitutional rights. All that's happening is your container is being built on you so you can come out of that womb and walk around on the planet. And therefore, that person is being murdered and is being violated under their constitutional rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And
well, Alice, just to be clear, I wasn't being mean. I quote the Bible verse, I agree with you, and I hear what you're saying. But I think overall it's made the left mad because we're saying abortion is murder and it's wrong. The battle is not won. The war is not won. But I think it's positive that the Supreme Court did this. You don't think so?
I absolutely do not think so, because it further divided our country into blue states and red states.
What were they supposed to do then? Were they supposed to say abortion was okay?
Let me finish speaking, Alex.
Ma'am, I'm asking you a question, because we're here together. We're talking. You just talked for 2 minutes. What were they supposed to do?
What I'm saying, when you further divide a nation between blue states and red states, a house divided will not stand. That comes from Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ also said that my people have forborne to fight. They became as women. And that is not a compliment. That is a disgrace. And this country will not survive another 2 years waiting for a new election. This country will go down before that. And in the meantime, what about all those babies that are being butchered? So this is just another false scenario, making people think that we have had a victory when we have not.
Okay, Alice, we heard you say that. I appreciate your call. The reason I was able to go to you is that I went to callers quickly. I'm not cutting you off and go to the next person. Thank you. I'm not saying you're all wrong about that either. Let's talk to Adrian in California. Go ahead, Adrian.
Hello. Hello. So I'm a medical researcher, and I've discovered the true cause of COVID-19 and how it all works.
Tell us.
So the vaccines change people's DNA and the stability of their system. This is called genetic engineering. But genetic engineering doesn't really work because the body normally rejects any changes to DNA. The body corrects its own DNA sequence always. So in order for the vaccine to work on people, they had to suppress people's immune system response. They did this by including a species of parasites called strongyloides in the vaccine. These parasites are called threadworms. They're very common, and they are impossible to detect in the body. There's out of 100 tests, 75 come back negative. They're one of the few species that are impossible to accurately test for. That's why COVID tests never really work. And so nearly all the cases of strongyloides or threadworms cause no clear symptoms. They're all asymptomatic, just the same way COVID-19 is. The vaccine has the parasites in them, so people who get vaccinated, their bodies begin to produce the larvae of threadworms in their cells. So the body will not attack itself. And this leads to people adapting to the COVID and to the parasites in their body.
So they use the parasite like a virus vector as the carrier to get your body to accept it.
Alex, I want to say I've studied everything you say. You're a very good expert on all the signs of this. I have to compliment you on that. This is also why ivermectin kills COVID, because ivermectin kills parasites.
We've got a mainstream article. Put that back up saying that. Yeah. Wow, that's powerful.
So these threadworms, the species is called threadworms. This should be blasted everywhere. If the world finds out that the threadworms are in our food, in our water, this is what they're doing to suppress people's immune systems. The threadworms lead to stuff like cancer and all these other kinds of stuff, reproductive harm, right? People they're sterilized by this. So the threadworms kill people by eating their vitamins and minerals. They cause malnutrition. So what you're doing, providing, you know, vitamins and supplements that people are being deprived of, that's really good. People need to really stock up on exactly I've studied the chemicals that you're including in your products, and that's exactly what people need. Dr. Zelenko, you had him on your show. His products are also do have like very good effects. So,
all right, Adrian, amazing points. We're going to look into it. Thank you. Incredible. Thank you. We got to move forward to the next person. Let's go to Sean in Michigan, then Justin. Sean, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Welcome.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay. I got a hospice story, but not a happy one. My father-in-law died about 12, 13 years ago. He was really sick for a long time, got real skinny, real bony, and then we were there, hospice was there, and then he just died. And his body turned purple. They pronounced him dead. We were just trying to decide what we're going to do next. My wife and her sisters were there, and then he just gets up in bed, still all purple and veiny all over his body, and he grabs their hands and looks at them, and I swear to God, he was scared to death. And then he just laid down again and died, and they pronounced him dead again.
I believe you. That happens.
So I asked the nurse, I said, does this happen? And she goes, nope. So I'm not sure everybody knows where they're going to go. And since we're getting close to the end here, I don't know. You're in to be today in a car crash, but people better be thinking about where you're going to go and be ready. That's why I was calling. I love your show.
Sean, I love you, and I appreciate your call. All right, we're going to go to break. And I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 calls. And I'm going to take every one of them before Wayne Allen Root takes over. Wow. Turning the listeners loose is incredible. These callers, I mean, I'm just blown away right now. And I can't wait to come back in 4 minutes and take more of your calls straight ahead. Infowars.com. Don't share that site. Don't spread that link.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to make making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that Green Meadow Whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood.
To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
All right, going back to your phone calls right now, but here's some of the stories we have. Here's one from the Washington Examiner that just broke. We're going to post it up on Infowars.com. Biden administration signs five-year contract to house migrant children, kidnapped children, in North Carolina neighborhood. They don't have parents, nobody. They're brought in, they're dumped on the U.S., and now the federal government decides where these kidnapped children go. Mass child trafficking out in the open. Speaking of that, Ghislaine Maxwell, just 30 minutes ago, was sentenced to 20 years in prison for conspiring with Jeffrey Epstein to sexually abuse minors. That's who these people are. Wow. Total soulless evil. Manuel in California. Manuel, welcome.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, brother.
I just want to go over the spiritual aspect, and it seems like mankind's kind of going back to the Old Testament, and you've mentioned several times the movie The Exorcist and how that demon-possessed child, you're seeing these people at these protests and stuff, it's almost like they're right out of the movie. Now, in the beginning of the movie, there's a statue and the ruins this guy is excavating, and its name is Pazuzu. It's a real statue. It wasn't a prop, and it's a chimera. It looks like a demon. It has the head of a lion, horns of power, wings of an eagle, the talons for its feet, and a serpent for its tail. And the people that worshipped it, they sacrificed their children to it, not so he would help raise their crops. It was so he wouldn't destroy them. Because he was a mobster, he was a gangster. He used the blood of those children as protection money. Now, you fast forward now, thousands of years to now, the biggest world plague was what? A virus that's a chimera. Several viruses put together. And we're at the time of the biggest human child sacrifice. Just our own country, we've sacrificed 63 million children. That's more than the population of Canada. They only have like 40 million people there. Now, if you can bring up a picture of a statue in front of the New York UN building, guess what? It's a chimera, a large lion or jaguar with the wings of an eagle and the tail of a serpent. I thought God made man in his image. So what is it with these civilizations and these certain people that worship this beast? It seems like we are going back to the Old Testament. And they're wiping away the New Testament, like the Christianity, and you know what I mean? It's hard to say in words, but...
No, you're totally right, brother. I appreciate your call. Great points. You put it all on screen. You're absolutely dead on. Thank you. All right, Justin in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I just wanted to personally come over here and say thank you for waking me up. I'm a 20-year-old black male, and you can see the media, like a lot of people my age, we look at the media, and it makes us feel so much emotion, and it's negative, very negative emotions, because I once felt some type of way about white people and cops. But you, I watched your shows, and I put two and two together, because I grew up in a Christian household, and this is all a setup for everybody to be divided.
Exactly. It doesn't mean white people are perfect. Doesn't mean cops are perfect, but it means they're manipulating us.
And, Alex, they try to make you look so bad, man. Oh, I can't even look for you on YouTube to show people, because they have so much bad things that you don't see nothing real. And every time I sit down with people, they think I'm weird because I will try to explain to them, like, guys, realize we're not fighting humans. We're fighting demons. Like, we're in a spiritual warfare right now, and if we don't get ourselves together, we're not going to make it.
That's right. We all have our differences, and nobody's perfect, but if we don't get together, we're done.
Exactly. And so, Alex, I really appreciate you, man. You're a hero. I look up to you, man.
I appreciate you, brother. So what's your view, Justin, on the demonic influence that's happening?
Well, I know for people my age, they honestly really reject a lot. I was born in 2000, so me growing up in a Christian household, God was more prevalent back in the day. In 2022, people at my age, we don't talk about God. They don't care about God. It's nothing about God. Everything is very immoral. And then it's kind of scary because it feels like we're back in Sodom and Gomorrah. And so I try to explain to people what's going on, but people say, oh, we're just humans. Nothing's going to happen. People always prophesy the end, you know. But if you look into the Bible, Alex, you see everything is happening. And it's scary to think at my 20-year-old mind that it's happening. But everybody needs to know that this is what's happening.
You're right. World government, mark of the beast, it's all happening.
It's scary, man. And I pray for those. I feel honestly sad for people who reject just doing their own research. I'm going right now to school to be EMT because I feel like it's necessary for things that might be needed when whatever happens. I want to be able to at least help. But I feel bad for those people who are not awake and know what's going on in the world.
Well, it's a beautiful job to be an EMT, brother. We love you and we appreciate you. Thank you. Wow. My biggest frustration is all these great callers. Can you imagine who couldn't get through today? So I just got to shut up and take calls. Next up, Dave in Missouri. Dave, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's an honor to talk to you.
Honored to talk to you, sir. Go ahead.
I would like to know, what do you believe happened Christmas morning 2020 in Nashville, Tennessee, outside the AT&T building?
I don't know what happened with that bombing. I mean,
I don't believe the official story, of course.
Exactly, but I don't know what happened. What do you think?
I think that it was an inside job to cover up evidence that the NSA swept up for election fraud.
Well, they say that's what they were storing, and that's the main theory, yeah.
The echelon equipment, of course, echelon equipment is 50 years old now. The modern stuff, you know, maybe the guy knew too much and they just put him in the RV so they have some DNA to clean up. But I'm just curious if you knew maybe, or you had a theory that was better than mine.
Brother, I'll be honest. I don't know. Doesn't make sense. It's crazy. I think it should be investigated. Thank you so much for the call. All right. Let's talk to Ty in South Carolina. Ty, go ahead.
Hey, what up, what up?
Welcome.
Hey, it's a pleasure being on your show. I just wanted to talk about
the real Manchurian candidates, and that is the children of God. Like, there's so many people across the globe that's waiting to be activated. I was on a prayer call with my wife, and at the end of the call, they unmuted everybody's phone, and everybody just was praising and praising, and it was a beautiful sound, and, you know, it just reminds me that everything's going to be all right. This is a fixed fight, and now is the time to get off the fence, join a church. It don't matter what denomination, join a church, surround yourself with godly people, and, you know, watch sermons, listen to gospel music, just get fired up, because now is the time for us to be activated, no matter what they do. The fight is fixed.
You're right, brother. We got to run into God. We got to run to God.
That's right. I mean, God wants to do a new thing. I mean, it doesn't matter if you got tattoos, you smoke weed or whatever. God wants all of those people to come together. You know, by ourselves, we're strong, but together, we're unstoppable. So get around some good, godly people. I mean, even if you can't find any, be that one. Be that light for everybody else.
Well, Todd, let me back you up here. Why is the enemy so scared of Christians? Why are they scared of church? Not the church is perfect, but it can happen there. It's the detonator. They know we've got the answer. And if we unify under God, it's over.
Right. And that's where I was getting at, because I strayed away from God for a while. You know, I studied all types of religions, just trying to put it all together. But seeing the vehement attacks on Christianity, that just was like, wait, there's got to be something there. And a lot of people threw the baby out with the bathwater, you know, just doing their own research, and Jesus wasn't real and all of this stuff. But, you know, that's why, because it's divine.
I totally agree. It's so real because they're coming after it.
Right, right. And that's what made the switch flip in my mind. It's like, man, this was so fake. Why are they still vehemently, like, you can talk about any religion. You can talk about Islam, Buddhism. You know, you can't really say anything about Jews or Muslims, but Christians is fair game on social media and in the media and all movies and everything.
No, they're scared of Jesus, brother. They're scared.
Yeah, and you know, we are his arm, so we got to activate. You know, get fired up. Get off the fence. I mean, we are in the army of God. You got to stretch your stuff. We're in that proudly, and I mean, nothing, because when I finally turned to God, that's when everything I wanted, well, everything I needed opened up for me. Not
exactly.
Everything I wanted. Everything
me too.
I
had all girlfriends every day of the week, and everything, had a perfect body, and I was totally unhappy. As soon as I got God, I was totally happy. Beautiful shit. And look, I don't just say this. These have been the most incredible calls ever. This day was amazing. And you've got my commitment. We've been doing it. We're going to have more shows where there are peer calls. I'm going to start doing shows very soon. I've been under attack, but I'm going to get it done, where we just take three hours of calls, no breaks. Because they don't want us coming together. They don't want us sitting here and talking. The enemy hates it. We're going to go to break. Go to John in Texas. Last caller. John, stay there. Don't hang up. And then Wayne Allen Root's going to take over. Infowars.com is truly tomorrow's news today. Wow, this has been one incredible broadcast.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.